This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Mary Morris, and her latest travel memoir is called All the Way to the Tigers, How She Found Herself in Search of One of the World's Most Elusive Predators in India. Her first lesson she learned was don't look for a tiger. Instead, look for the signs of the tiger. Mary, when you were planning your trip, your travel agent proposed an itinerary, and then you decided to change it. Why was that?
So the travel agent wasn't someone I knew, actually. I had reached out to my travel agent, who's been my travel agent for 30 years, and she knows everything that I need and want. But she didn't know how to do this, so I reached out. She recommended somebody, and I went to somebody else. And that person, I said, I want to go to India. I want to see tigers. And she came back with a route of what's called the Golden Triangle, which would be Delhi, Agra, where the Taj Mahal is, and then
sort of the typical route around India, I think.
Right, right. And then kind of she tucked in there Rajasthan, which is the typical – like if you really, really, really want to see tigers and you don't want to be disappointed, just go to Rajasthan. You'll be fine. But I didn't want to do that. You know, I felt like I didn't want to be on the tourist trail. I wanted to be really off the tourist trail. And she took me literally. So she put me in central India in a place where I – literally in my hotel. Well, first of all, it was freezing in India. It was January, which I don't recommend. Who knew that it would be cold in India? And also they don't have heat. So that was a bad combination. Mm-hmm. And I had bronchitis. So there were a lot of, you know, difficult combinations. But I didn't want the tourist trail. You know, I wanted a different route. And she came up with something that was very good. It was pretty out there. And there were some train rides that were really funky. There's one that's in the book, but there were others that were kind of difficult. But, you know, it was what I asked for and it's what I got. So, I'm grateful.
Did it help you with your writing? Was that a good choice to make?
Absolutely. I wouldn't have had a book if I had followed the first itinerary.
Boy, when you set out to write a book as you travel, that's so important to lay the groundwork properly because you go down dead ends and it can be just an exercise in futility.
I mean, if I could share one anecdote that did not make it into the book despite my fighting for it. I went to Varanasi to Calcutta. I mean, I traveled a lot more than just what's in the book. But in Varanasi, I had this moment where I was at the – I mean, Varanasi is the place where the Hindus bring their dead to the Ganges. So I was, you know, sitting in the sort of an audience area, and I realized that I was about to witness a young boy saying goodbye to his father, right? And in that case, they would light the pyre. And I didn't really want to be there. I felt that was too personal. It also made me start to think about my own father. And I thought, well, I should probably walk away. And I turned to go to the left. And there was a family on the stairway that I had to leave that had a dead relative that they were doing a photo op with. So there were about 10 relatives and they were all taking pictures, selfies with their relative. And so I couldn't go that way. So I turned to the right and there was a water buffalo to my right. And I was like literally wedged between a water buffalo and this photo op with someone's dead relative. Honestly, Rick, it was one of those moments where I had to laugh. And I thought, you know, where in the world would I find myself in this particular predicament other than right here? Mm. You know, and it's one of those moments that's just really stayed with me because, I mean, it was strange and it was macabre and it was sad. But
I've been there. It's a celebration of life with death mixed into it. It's,
yes.
It's a beautiful sweet and sour potion. I've been right on the banks and you're wondering, you're wondering about your safety. You're overwhelmed by the richness of life and people and this Hindu sort of mysticism. And then you walk up to the bluff and there's these log cabins built that are really fires and bodies on top of these piles of wood and legs sticking out of the flames and loved ones celebrating life as they bid their loved ones goodbye.
Right. I mean, the rawness of it, I think we tend to sort of, I don't know, sanitize our lives and hide from the difficult and all that. And I think, you know, one of the things for me in India that just deeply moved me was how, you know, that thin line between life and death, but also the vibrancy of it, the color, the food, the street life, you know, the craziness of it. It just touched me in a very deep way, really.